Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sahira Mujtaba. In Telangana, 12 workers were killed and over 26 others injured in a blast at a pharma company in Sangareddy district. The incident occurred at Shigachi Industry, which triggered a huge fire and engulfed the premises of the company. The rescue operation by the teams of NDRF and SDRF and others is underway. State Labour Minister Vivek Venkataswamy, who visited the site, said the reasons for the blast are yet to be known. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to the victims. In a social media post, President Murmu said that she is deeply saddened by the tragedy and extended support to the bereaved families. Prime Minister Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of the kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund and 50,000 rupees to those injured in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia beginning Wednesday. Addressing a special media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the External Affairs Ministry, Damu Ravi, said the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana from 2nd to 3rd of next month on the first leg of his 5-nation tour. This will be his first ever bilateral visit to Ghana.
India's relations with Ghana are historical. In the 7 decades of a relationship, it has evolved to multifaceted. Both the countries will work towards boosting the economic cooperation. So the economic agenda will dominate the talk. During the visit, there will be few focus items. Will be agriculture, where the Ghanaian leader, president, is keen to engage with India. He is also keen on the vaccine development, creating a vaccine hub in Ghana, but not just Ghana, but also the West Africa context. Defense cooperation will become an important item on the agenda.
President Draupadi Murmu has said technology has the potential to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary medicine and care as well. Addressing the 11th convocation of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly, Uttar Pradesh today, the president said the use of technology can empower veterinary hospitals across the country. President Murmu said technologies like genome editing, embryo transfer technologies, artificial intelligence and big data analytics can bring revolutionary changes in this field. A BJP central team constituted by party president Jagat Prasad Nadda has reached Kolkata to look into the rape incident at the Law College. The team will collect information regarding the heinous incident and submit a report to the party president. Among others, former Chief Minister of Tripura Biplab Deb is in the team. He alleged that it is clear that the accused are linked to the Trinamool Congress and women are not safe in the TMC regime. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today said that only party high command will decide on change of chief minister in Karnataka amid talks by party leaders over change of guard in the state. He was responding to a media query on it in Bengaluru. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah exhibited unity with Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar before the media at Mysuru Airport by holding hands and raising them. The temporary suspension of the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand imposed due to heavy rainfall has been lifted today. Garhwal Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey informed that district magistrates along the Yatra route have been instructed to regulate vehicular movement in their respective areas based on local weather conditions. Meanwhile, continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has led to a rise in the water levels of major rivers across the state. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jharkhand today. The weather agency predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. The Met Department estimated similar conditions over Konkan, Goa, Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 7 days. And the benchmark domestic equity indices took a breather today, halting their 4-day gaining streak. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex closed at 83,606. National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 settled at 25,517. And that is the end of this news bulletin.